fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, Valentine's Day, Tuesday, the 14th day of February, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, for the time being, it's still legal in all 50 states to do the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day is to learn home canning, how to can food. That would be fruits, vegetables, meats. If you want the highest quality pressure canner, what you want is the All-American brand. That is the brand, All-American. It is the highest quality, best pressure canner you can get. And it's the only one I'm aware of that does not require a gasket between the lid and the rest of the piece of equipment. Because it's so finely machined, it doesn't need a lid. These gaskets on these other canners are fragile. They do wear out. They do break. And once they break, your canner doesn't work anymore. In addition, be sure you get many cases of canning jars and an excellent, excellent barter item, reusable canning lids. Yes, there is such a thing. They've been around for decades. I've got a good supply myself. An excellent barter item would be, maybe a couple of thousand reusable canning lids. That said, we have patiently waiting to greet my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA oils in your life can help you have the life that you want. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Fantastic. How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
All right. Well, we've got what appears to be an early spring day here in the mountains of the Ozarks, don't we?
Yesterday was a beautiful day yesterday, and I heard today it's supposed to rain. 99% chance of rain today. I'm like, wow.
Wow. Well, I'll take that over snow any day of the week, won't you?
Yes, sir.
And tomorrow's going to be it'll be all sunny and well into the mid-60s. I'll probably get the Triumph out and take it for a ride tomorrow. Well, Leon, this something that has come to my attention is this train derailment in Ohio with all the toxic chemicals. Apparently, they're doing what they normally don't do. Normally, they send in equipment to gather up dry materials and pump out liquid materials. But in this case, they decided to do a controlled burn. That's a bit unusual, don't you think?
I have not seen that, but I'm also not an expert on PTSD and those kind of things.
Well,
yeah, it's incredible.
That's what they've decided to do. And apparently, a lot of this liquid, toxic liquids, have already gotten into the Ohio River, putting directly at threat 5 million people who depend on that Ohio River water for their domestic water usage and drinking. It's a very dangerous and deadly situation. I just found out this morning that Twitter is censoring stories that are being published about the train derailment in Ohio. It's not a good situation. Not at all.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, the only I found information was I had to go abroad. I'm looking at the Guardian.com article, and it's talking about phosgene, and you know that's when they mix, you know, chlorine and ammonia, and they use it in World War One as a chemical agent. And so I can't believe that they're, in essence, that they're actually giving the recipe to crazy Islamic fundamentalists to say, hey, let's poison the rest of America. And it's just like, wow, that's just incredible that they're making these connections, and they're talking about the burn, and all this stuff is hidden. So it's almost as if all these silly balloons and things in the air are like a magician's left and right hand. They use as distractions as they do their machinations here on Earth. Let's look up, and you do everything down below, like wag the dog. And so there's all sorts of crazy things going on. Look at Turkey, and there's been allegations about HARP research, and Mike from around the world and Paul Begley have talked about it. And this is after the first two earthquakes, and he said they expect about four or five more, and they've increased in intensity, and the numbers keep going up. So they didn't like, NATO didn't like what happened with Turkey saying no on Sweden's approval, and so all of a sudden, 2 days later, it happens. And then we're looking at all the news about the Biden connection, or at least the tacit approval of Nord Stream pipeline, and the two reports, one from what's his name, Hirsch, Seymour Hirsch, and he released it. And so with all these things hitting the pages, it's like one distraction after the next.
Well, let's go in that direction of Nord Stream for a bit. The evidence is showing clearly that the United States was involved in destroying those pipelines, creating one of the worst ecological disasters ever. The proposal, what they're saying they wanted to do was to harm Russia's economy. Whatever harm to Russia's economy was caused was quite minimal, if any, on one hand. On the other, the harm to our ally Germany was massive. Absolutely massive, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And even though this has been a relatively mild winter compared to most European winters, the cost, I mean, some people have paid 1,200 times more for their electricity. And they're burning trees in the yards, and they're doing all sorts of things. Poland, they've pretty much given up the ban. They're saying you can pretty much burn whatever you want. They're burning poop because of how cold it is, and they can't get the natural gas. BASF, that's been open since 64, is now closed permanently and moved to China. China pretty much bought the whole thing, and it has its own electrical system and train system, and it's like 10 miles square. That's how massive this is. They're shutting this down and moving it lock, stock, and barrel to China.
That reminds me of an old saying from out in Kansas in the Great Plains. Here's the saying: the wind pumps the water, the cows cut the wood. Have you heard that before?
I have heard that, but I've never taken that to its extreme. So go ahead. Tell us.
Well, They still have functional windmills to pump water. That's a very efficient way to pump water. And when part of the phrase cows cut the wood is they burn dried cow dung to stay warm. So the wind pumps the water, the cows cut the wood. And that's just a saying from the Great Plains area, which begins about 200-300 miles west of us, Leon. If you like trees, you want to stay where we are. You get about 200-300 miles west, trees become a scarce commodity.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Anyway, Leon, I keep finding myself wanting to repeat over and over again what I've been saying for probably about 2 years. It seems like we're living in a never-ending Twilight Zone episode, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, they even talked about there was a Twilight episode, and it was a congressman. I think I either forwarded it to you or Dan did, but it was about how what's happening right now was in a study of how we'd start a war by using the unidentified objects, and we needed money. Yes, this is how it was. The congressman said that they started a war based on using unidentified objects, and we need to beef up our defenses. And so a couple of years down the road, they found out that wasn't effective, so they went back to it. But in all that time, it was all these machinations were used to get to the money aspect, because they couldn't keep the teetering economy from collapsing. And so this was a Twilight Zone movie, so I'm gonna check it out. You know, and they're only 45, 50 minutes long, so it's not like you're taking a ton of time. But apparently, even the congressmen realize how bad this is. And then they also talked about how horrid the conditions are in the Washington jail. They have vermin, water leaks. They've had to move the prisoners once or twice. And then they talked about the hypocrisy with the BLM and Antifa Gohmert and Brobart, Lauren Brobart, and they how they were able to visit the jail that's pretty much been banned because the January 6th prisoners have been kept. They can't shave. They can't meet their lawyers. There's no due process. They can't get a haircut. They can't even meet the spouses. I mean, but they let these people who've caused $2 billion in damage, who've done personal property damage and private property damage, they're out with no repercussions. And these guys who were involved in $1.5 million worth of damage have been in there for since January. So it's over two years now with no access to legal representation. And in these two real estate reps talked about how bad it is and the hypocrisy. And it's just like one thing after another. So you're right, John. It's pathetic how... And even the reps, they don't care about you at all. They're trying to tell you, stop messing with them or you'll be next on the list.
Right. We got our first call here, Leon. We got Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I wanted to call in real quick and offer a quick theory, throw something in the fire here. I'm suspicious of this train derailment in Ohio, and I'm suspicious that it's an inside job.
Yes.
What do you guys think about that?
Well, we need evidence. The possibility certainly exists that this was a contrived, intentional event. But in the absence of evidence, it's just speculation.
Right. Yeah, we don't have any evidence yet. But we do have interesting things. Like, for instance, the way the media is completely and totally ignoring it, that's very strange because of the severity of... It's absolutely shocking what it's done. I mean, you guys can just imagine dumping these horrible chemicals in streams and rivers where you live at, killing, you know, pets. That's where you live. That's an absolute nightmare. That should be all over the news. It should have been a national news from day one, and why would they burn it? And to me, it just seems so shocking. I'm really, really scared. And you had yesterday two more train derailments. I mean, that was days away from the original one, but I just, the way the media is ignoring this, the way the Biden administration is absolutely, this is just, I have no words, but I'm really scared, man. I live near a railroad track, and I'm sure you guys do too. And so, yeah, I just think we ought to look at it. I mean, it goes along with all the agricultural and food processing facilities that have been going up in smoke over the past year. So anyway, I just want to throw that out there.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. Yeah, it's in the mix, and it's not an original thought. There's lots of people speculating the same thing as you are, sir. So we do thank you for your call.
Thank you. God bless.
Right. Yeah. We tend to speculate pretty quickly when events like this take place, don't we, Leon?
Especially when they start to stack up. It's a sigma curve of over 12 alone for having 100 food production plants occur in America. And they've done tests and actuarial tables with the insurance company. And they would, I think they averaged 3 over the last 30 years. They've done 100 in the last year and a half. So it is statistically impossible for that to happen naturally. I mean, when the plane crashed into the one up in Minnesota, it was, and that they shut it down, and then the 100,000 chickens were burned up in Connecticut. It's attack on the food system. And then they say, well, your options are to eat crickets, lab-grown meat, and Soylent Green. You take your choice.
Right.
So
right.
It is, and so I agree with the false flag allegations. And the potential here is high. And you remember after 9/11, even in Arizona, and I wanted to bring it up with Chris, that they had a derailment down there too. And they found out that it wasn't intentional. They torched the rails and they tipped a train over. So it's not impossible, especially for, you know, whether it is an inside job or it is renegade psychos that decide, hey, we're going to do this. And when you think about the... I ski in Vail, they burned, and it was like $1.5 million, $2 million worth of damage to a restaurant at the top of the Vail Mountain. And this was when I was there back in 95, 96, 97 time frame, and it was a environmental group. And then you hear about the crazies who put metal spikes in the trees, and they end up killing the Sawyers. And the tree cutter fellers, and so to say that things like that don't happen is naive. And so, yeah, I don't know, but we'd have to actually have NTSB actually check the tracks and see if there's thermite and other things on the tracks, or do they pull up the spikes? We don't know that yet. They don't release pictures of the objects in the air, let alone the spikes on the ground. So, and if they could do something as simple as take out the Nord Stream pipe 1 and 2, and then Jessica Newland and Michelle Newland talk about, yeah, we're going to take it out if they decide to go in and invade. And then it's repeated by the commander-in-chief, part two. And then then 2 weeks later, he does that in front of all the allies. It was recorded. Then you know there's things that are happening. And so,
right. Well, something that surprised me was that there's about 1,000 trail derailments per year, which is about 3 per day. I was shocked to hear that number,
wow.
Weren't you?
No, I'm astounded. I've never heard it's that much, 3 per day.
Yeah, I was not aware of that. I've seen the consequences of, I've never seen one happen as it was taking place, but I've seen the results of several train derailments. It's a sight to behold, to see these massive pieces of equipment scattered around like children's toys. Leon, we got a caller on hold here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. John, I worked for Santa Fe back in 77 through 82, and I was told, and I've seen some derailments on the main line, and when they're on the main line, back then, they were, instead of...
Hold on, Sherry. We'll continue your comments after the break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the last day of my Valentine's Day sale on Liberator rocket heaters and energy cleaners. $50 off Liberator rocket heaters. That ends at midnight tonight, the 14th. $25 off mattress pads, 25% off mattress pads, $25 off energy cleaners. Get it right, John. And when you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the sale price manually. You can do that at my website at thelibertyman.com. Place your order for your Liberator rocket heater, for your energy cleaner and mattress pad using MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, or you can call my toll-free art line 24 hours a day. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And Sherry, let's continue with your comment or question, please.
Well, If it's on a main line, it was not unusual for them to dig a big hole next to the site if it's in the country and bury a lot of the stuff right there on site. That's what I was told.
Right.
But, I wonder, did it say what line this was as far as,
I don't know which line. I don't know offhand which it was. No.
Yeah, or how long the train was, or anything, right? Because they're pretty long these days. I mean, they take forever if you get stuck at a crossing. When I was working there, we weren't supposed to block a crossing for more than like 10 minutes, but, man, they block them a long time now. You know, I wonder if usually they carry dangerous things like that as far away from the engine, or when they used to have cabooses. They don't have them here anymore in this part of the country, so I imagine they don't have them there. Everybody rides up front, you know, but I wonder if their engineers had to take the shot, if that's a factor at all. You know, it's a lot.
Well, we don't know that, but that's what happens a lot, is they have to take the shot, right?
Yeah, and, you know, most conductors riding up, they know enough to, you know, they could throw the guy back and get to the controls, not like on an airplane or something. You know, that wouldn't be so easy. But, you know, talking about all those food processing places and the places that have burned down where they raise animals and stuff.
Right.
Doug Hagman played a clip from somebody interviewing this guy who was a whistleblower for Eco Health Alliance. Did you hear that clip, John?
I did not, no.
Well, the person interviewed him, asked him about, you know, mentioned all about these plants, and he said, well, I didn't know you were going to ask me that. But he talked about a study that was done in, I think he said, 2015 on, and he had access to that because he was working on some kind of paper or something. I think he was going for a higher degree. And he said, all these plants that have been hit, most of them were on the most vulnerable part of the study. Now, isn't that interesting? And he said, you can't get at that information anymore. They took that information off their, but, you know, it's just very curious that those would be that the most vulnerable ones that they knew about back then.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you could probably ask Doug about that.
Well,
clip.
Doug's on vacation right now, but maybe I'll get a chance to mention it when he gets back, right?
You know, that I heard him say yesterday that when they were shooting down, I think it was the one at above Lake Huron, they were shooting at this thing up in the air.
Right.
One of these things, they missed the first time.
Right.
Now, where did that missile go? Where did it come down?
Well, it was over Lake Huron, so I assume that's where it came down, was maybe in the lake or near it.
Well, okay. Anyway, that's all I had. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for the call, Sherry. The call number is 512-248-8252. We have a break coming up. When we get back from the break, we're going to find out what the oil of the week is, the doTERRA oil of the week, aren't we, Leon?
Yes, sir. And, you know, I'm trying to find anything on that. Even CNN is pathetic. In the last, since February 13th, they've only run two stories on this, but they talk about how CIA idiots have met other people and fell in love on a Greyhound bus. And they're talking about, you know, everything, but, and then Super Bowl junk. And it's like, holy cow, do we need more distractions or can we focus on what's important?
Well, that's a good question, Lynn. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and woke.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Stay strong. Put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh yeah, indeed.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
My website is thelibertyman.com. We're adding new things every day to my website. Today we're adding a short video by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, serious world-class credentials. What he's saying in this short video, it's only, it's less than 2 minutes long. He's saying that the things that were put into the Pfizer COVID vaccine that cause harm were put there by design and with intent. By design and with intent. That's evidence of a criminal conspiracy, in case you don't know. My sale on energy cleaners, my Valentine's Day sale on energy cleaners ends at midnight tonight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. The sale on Liberator rocket heaters, the Valentine's Day sale on Liberator rocket heaters ends at midnight tonight, $50 off. Place your order at my website using MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. You want to send me a check, make sure it's postmarked before midnight tonight. You call my toll-free airline, don't ask about the sale, they won't have a clue. I process the order and take care of the sale price reduction manually. The toll-free order line to place your order is 800-592-9543. Let's continue where we left off there. Is Sherry still with us?
I found out that from our friend from Ohio, so that there were 50 cars that were derailed in a total of 100 on the tracks, and they're talking about it on the Ohio news, but not on the major national news.
Well, it's a cover-up. I was disappointed to see that Twitter is censoring the story. I was hoping that we were past that, but obviously we're not past that. If you live in that affected area where you're an area, a town, a city where the public water supply comes out of the Ohio River, once this stuff's in the river, well, first of all, municipal water treatment plants are not set up to deal with chemical contamination, are they, Leon?
Not of this magnitude.
No, they're not. You're going to see the smart money is getting out of Dodge right now, selling their property at a reduced price for a quick sale. You're probably going to see, I would say, up to a 50% reduction in the real estate values within a few weeks if this gets into public water supply. What do you think, Leon?
That's an easy assessment. And even though they're doing a controlled burn, and they talk about the EPA and all the impact, well, apparently they don't care about that, right? It's okay to burn all these toxins when it's convenient for the government, but, oh, heaven forbid you have propane wood stove in your house or a propane stove in your house, Johnny may get asthma, and they haven't cared about it for the last 70 years, and all of a sudden it's toxic. I mean, the hypocrisy here is pathetic.
It is absolutely pathetic. Yep, it is. We got a caller on hold here. Well, before we get to the caller, let's hear about the oil of the week, sir.
Yes, sir. It is sandalwood. And so that's in the botanical family of Santalalaceae. And it's steam distilled from wood. And the primary uses are Alzheimer's disease, an aphrodisiac, back pain, cancer, cartilage repair, coma, confusion, exhaustion, fear, dry hair, hiccups, laryngitis, Lou Gehrig's disease, meditation, moles, multiple sclerosis, rashes, dry skin, ultraviolet radiation, a vitiligo, and yoga. It can be applied neat with no dilution when applied topically, and you can apply it to areas of concern. You can diffuse and inhale it directly and take it in the capsules. And so it is very high in sesquiterpene alcohols, aldehydes, carboxylic acids, and the properties are it's an antidepressant, antiseptic, antitumoral, aphrodisiac, astringent, calming, and sedative, and a tonic. And it's very effective. We get it from two different sources. Originally, we would get it from Asia, but now we're able to even get it now from Hawaii. And so we were getting it for 3 years, and then the man who had the largest Hawaiian sandalwood factory or production location, he died. And so it did not go to his family, and so they had to scramble, and they've now got it back going again. So we've planted 100,000 trees, and they only use 3% of those to do what we use. So it's a phenomenal wood, and sandalwood is a parasitic wood, so you have to actually grow it with another tree. And so it's my favorite oil of all the oils. It makes a fantastic cologne. And I've had many, many men ask me, hey, I have ED, but they don't say it that way. And we have ginger, sandalwood, and two other oils. And when they contact me and they say, how does this work so well? And it's like, it's because it's natural. None of this chemical, and you don't have to take these Viagra to increase oxygen flow to your private parts, and because of that, it works. And so it works very well in that capacity. So that's sandalwood. My favorite
outstanding
oil.
Sandalwood. That's the oil of the week, or doTERRA oil of the week, sandalwood. Liam, our next caller, it looks like Paul in Texas. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. This is Paul. I have one quick comment. Earlier caller said that, talking about this training environment and all of that, he was afraid. All this stuff that's going on in my mind is to cause fear. Mm-hmm. With fear, you're controlled. And by the way, it's working.
Well, I got a question for you, Paul. If they censor the story so almost nobody knows about it, how can you cause fear, sir?
Well, okay, just this story, but there's a whole bunch of other stories out there, John, and not everybody censors.
Yeah.
You know, it's not everybody censoring it. You're not censoring it. A lot of people are talking about it. I mean, now we're going to have an alien invasion. I mean, look, read the book of Revelation. This is not something that's unknown, but it is, in my mind, and I see it, to cause fear. And you and I and Leon know that control by fear. I mean, crying out loud, look at the COVID stuff. Controlled by fear. But anyway, that's my opinion.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing. Anyway, I got to go back to fishing.
Yeah,
you come fish in Ohio. I agree. And think about the impact that's going to have on the environment, not only on the humans, but it's going to kill millions. It's like me up in Alaska during the oil spill. It was 5.5 months, and I would have these flash action messages that come through saying, and it had the number of fatalities: orca, bald eagles, the fish, it just went down the list, and we're talking millions. I couldn't believe it. And I was there for 5 months, and I couldn't believe how, you know, a stupid drunk idiot screwed up all this. For decades later, it messed up fisheries. So when people say, oh, it's not a big deal, but they're more interested in the MSU shooting and how 3 people were shot, and they want to talk about that. But now we're talking about millions of people, and 5 million people may be impacted by this one derailment. And so it just shows a disparity of how and what's important in their eyes.
Yeah, well, we're at the moment, we have, it looks like a 200-mile wide acid rain cloud coming out of this. Before we get to our next caller, we got a couple more, one more caller. Let's tell people how they can get started with the oils like you and I do. First of all, get 2 different editions of the same book. That book has a simple 2-word title, Modern Essentials. You want the 5th edition. The last hard copy edition is 13th. There's a 14th edition PDF update that you can print out. That's number one. Get those 2 books, 2 different editions of the same book. Why do you want to do that? Well, the 5th edition says things that the Food and Death Administration does not allow us to say in the 13th. That's number one. Number two, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, do a little shopping. What you're looking for is the largest kit. That's Kilo India Tango, largest kit that you can afford without going into debt. You get the most oils for the money when you buy a kit. That's number two. Number three, if you're in a hurry, you don't want to wait for the book to be delivered, you want to find out which oils you need to get started the fastest, and or you'd like to start a home-based business, that's where Leon Green comes in, because he's an expert in both areas, which oils to use and how to get started as an independent doTERRA dealer to get the oils for yourself, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers. And what's that phone number, Leon, to contact you?
Yes, it is 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
And if Leon's out taking care of the chickens or doing some other hobby farm things, he will get back with you as soon as possible. Leon, it looks like our next caller is Jerry in South Dakota. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Am I on?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, fellas. Regarding these train derailments, about 10 or 12 years ago, we had a derailment just across the border in North Dakota in a little town that I did business with in. And I was filling gas and stuff at the station. So I walked across the track. It happened right across the lot from the filling station. There was 5 overturned hopper bottom grain cars laying there. And so I walked over and took a very good look at things. And the problem was sealed bearings. That sealed bearing had gone out on one of the wheels. The machined end of the axle was bright blue from being burnt, and it had fallen down on the one side that came off. It had fallen down. It took out about 3/4 of a mile of railroad ties between the track. Broke them all right off between the rails. It broke them right off. And the word was that those rail cars had been in service for about 5 months. And I believe they were made in Argentina, but I could be wrong on that. But it doesn't surprise me at all that we have a lot of derailments if all these cars, and I don't know if they all are that way, but these cars had sealed bearings, no zerks. And I've farmed and ranched for all my life, and if there's anything going to cause a problem, it's a sealed bearing. And they're difficult to change. You know, they're, most of them are press fit. The inner race is press fit on the axle. And if there's no way of greasing them, you have to change them on a timely manner, which is a lot of work. So I don't understand why they just don't have grease on them. They do make a re-greasable sealed bearings, which would make a lot of sense. I really like those because they last for a long time. But there's one of the big reasons for your derailments.
Okay. That's good information. Jerry, anything else?
That's all I can think of right now. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. What's been done to the railroad infrastructure of this country, I regard as harmful to our national security. Railroad right-of-ways being turned into bicycle paths are being done away with. The railroad is not being maintained properly. And that's largely a consequence of taxes and the tax code giving tax advantages to the trucking industry over and above the railroad industry. Cheapest, most efficient way to move large, bulky items is riverboats. The next is train, and trucks come in a third after those two, don't they, Leon?
Yeah, I believe that's the hierarchy of priority and efficiency, and I agree with you. But you know, we have blown off our infrastructure. We've seen the bridges fall apart across the Mississippi. There's 29 of them, and so yeah, you want to isolate a bunch of people. They just continue this, and they're talking about, oh yeah, we're going to be doing all these things in under Biden's watch, and he's just dropping the ball. I mean, we have so many balls in the air, and it's not just him. And the previous administrations also blew off the infrastructure rebuilding. So you know, we have $2 trillion worth of infrastructure that's falling apart, and so all we have to do now is have a great EMP impact, whether it's solar or man-made, and we're going to be thrust back into the 1850s, and the people don't have any. I mean, they can't go without having their cell phone fixed in 15-20 minutes, and teenagers lose their mind. So it's going to be the chaos involved with having a complete grid down is going to be off the hook.
Amazing. We have a caller on hold here, Liam. We got Brenda in Massachusetts. Good morning, Brenda.
Morning, guys. I just want to let you know that last night on CBS News on YouTube, there's a video. It says appears to show Ohio train on fire 20 miles before derailing, and they were talking about what the previous gentleman was talking about, that it had hot wheels, and it was caught on a security camera about 20 miles from New Palestine in New Salem. So you might want to take a look at that.
But you said 20 minutes before it actually derailed.
20 so miles.
Just not,
20,
oh, 20 miles.
You said. Right.
Okay. I thought I heard him say minutes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, miles. Okay, I just thought I'd let you know that.
Okay, well thank you, Brendan. We appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. We're learning a lot here this morning, aren't we, Leon?
Yes, sir. I mean, and look at all the things that are going on. And you talk about the distractions and how easy it is. So people get to pick their distraction. And instead of focusing on the big picture, and we're talking about money. You know, we keep giving, you know, we've given over $100 billion of money overseas to this corrupt regime in Ukraine, but we don't even focus on the people here in America and the homeless veterans, and we just can go down the list, but they can continue to give away money frivolously to everybody in the world. And they still do stupid studies of, you know, like in Argentina, there was one on some stupid animal, and they spent $2 million on it. But it's like no priorities are straight.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart,
under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Leon, our next caller is JB in Missouri. Good morning, JB.
The Bible says that God watches over his word to perform it. Revelation chapter 11, verses 17 through 18 says, God will destroy those who destroy the earth. So I would ask everyone in your listening audience who has a one-on-one personal relationship with our Creator to start praying this these verses of Scripture, that God will right now destroy these entities who are destroying his earth and the people in it. And I would also ask that you would put the spiritual armor prayer on your website so that the people who are hearing what I'm saying now can put this spiritual armor on daily before they pray this prayer, because this spiritual armor is our spiritual protection that our Creator has given us. And that's what I'd like to say this morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, JB. We appreciate it. Well, Leon, where did this hour go? It seems like we just started.
I agree. And matter of fact, the Roby event, you know, they're going to be having that this coming Sunday. So anybody who's in the local area, I definitely recommend. Last time there were 400 people that were there, so it was definitely.
Is there a website associated with the event, Leon, that you can give us?
It's on the YouTube. It's the Prepared Homestead, and that's with Travis. So last time there were 450 people there, and the 2024 governor. A potential governor, his name is Bill Igo, he was there and he spoke for about 45 minutes to an hour, and he is pro-Constitution, and he talks about the BS with the ATF. And so it was interesting to meet somebody who may be the next Missouri governor, and that just shows he realizes how important it is to reach people that are with the Constitution and not against it.
Right, right. Well, I'm having dinner with the next governor in a few weeks. He's the current lieutenant governor, and he's about as conservative as a human being can be. I think we'll do okay with either one. There's no website. It's a YouTube link, and what would a person put in the YouTube search box to find this thing?
Oh, it's just called The Prepared Homestead, and it's going to be Sunday at noon, and then we start talking about 3. It's a free potluck. You get to meet many people. And yesterday, with friends I met there, we picked up a 1,000-gallon tank from Arkansas and brought it up here. And then we're going to get 40 tons of organic compost, and we're all going to share it. And that's the benefit of having a community that works together as compared to everybody doing onesie-twosies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Leon, thank you. Stand by. Leon, we're going to start the Tuesday Morning Roundtable here in just a few minutes.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.